The 13th Joe Pickett novel by Wyoming author C.J. Box has hit the stores. Box is both a best-selling and award-winning author for his Joe Pickett series, which surrounds the trials and tribulations of a Wyoming game warden, and for three additional novels. Box says he writes about a book and a half a year. He joins us to discuss the latest novel, Breaking Point, but also reflects on his career. Box tells us that it took a while before he had success as a writer.
The first book I got published was in 2001, and I was 40 years old. So, I didn't start straight out of college. Worked on it for a long time. But since then, I've sort of felt unleashed because the first book did well, and every subsequent book has done better than the last. And I've got publishers now who, at least with the series, want a book a year. And then the standalones I kind of do when I can.
Tell people a little bit about your background. I mean, had you been writing all along?
I had been. I'd been working on manuscripts and fiction writing ever since I graduated from I went to the University of Denver. My first job was at the Saratoga Sun newspaper. And at that point, I started working on stories and potential manuscripts. But it still took literally another 20 years before I not only had something good enough to publish, but it took a long time once the publisher decided to publish to put it out.
Now, the Saratoga Sun was probably important for you because that's sort of where you met Joe Pickett.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I draw an awful lot of the scenery and the people and the characters and even some of the issues from those years covering them on the newspaper.
The character we're referring to is obviously somebody who is a game warden. And what got you to the point where you say, I could write about him?
Well, you know, it didn't start with the character, strangely enough. It started with the issue in the first book, Open Season, is that I wanted to kind of retell that old saga with the black-footed ferrets, if you recall those. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up in Wyoming, seeing the wanted posters and you know, there was the thought that they were extinct. And then once they were found around Meteetse, I was fascinated with that story, especially to find out how many people in that area knew that they'd been there all along and didn't want to tell anybody. And I thought, what an interesting kind of take on things. And in order to write that story, I had several different protagonists that I was working on, first a sheriff, then a newspaper reporter, and finally settled on a game warden because Wyoming game wardens are so unique. And I was doing ride-alongs with a game warden in Saratoga at the time. So I thought this would be the right kind of guy to carry this story.
When you wrote, were you thinking, I'm going to be writing for a regional audience? It'll probably be my friends, neighbors, people in the state that'll be interested in this?
Yes. I always kind of thought that if I could get a book published, that it would be fairly well received in the state and in the, you know, Rocky Mountain region, because I considered the issues in it kind of parochial in a way. And it surprised me when the first one came out how much attention it got nationally. It was a New York Times notable mm-hmm. book and was nominated for a bunch of awards. And I realized a lot of the issues that I'd always considered very local are national and international as well, because so many things we talk about in Wyoming are kind of on the cutting edge of so many big things: environmentalism, you know, the culture, wilderness, energy development. All those things are big national stories, but we tend to talk about them here first.
C.J. Box, the author, visiting with us. His new book, the latest Joe Pickett novel, is Breaking Point, which, just segue off of what you just said, you're obviously following up on something that got some national news. This is based on a Supreme Court case.
Right. It's the Sackett case, if anybody's familiar with that. That's a couple in Idaho up by Sandpoint that 6 years ago bought a 2-acre plot in a subdivision surrounded by houses. And once they started to move dirt, some EPA mid-level bureaucrats showed up and said that they were disturbing wetlands. And if they didn't cease immediately, they were going to be fined up to $80,000 a day until they did. And the Sacketts were amazed that this happened. They couldn't find their property on any list of databases. It still isn't on there. But they tried to fight it, but the EPA would not back down and took them finally all the way to the Supreme Court, where if the the Sacketts would have lost, they would have owed the EPA $80 million. But they lost 9-0 in the Supreme Court. You know how many decisions come down 9-0. But the kind of disturbing fact about it is that they still haven't been able to build their house, because all that, that hearing did, all that decision did was give them the right to a hearing. And when I heard about it, I don't like bullies of any kind, and I'd never heard a more outrageous story about overreach as that.
And Joe gets involved in this, and in fact, Joe this time ends up conflicted.
Yes, he's very conflicted because he is a government employee. He's a state government employee, and he's trying to enforce the law. And when two EPA agents show up murdered on that plot of land, he is recruited to help lead the search for the landowner who they assume did it.
And so many of your books have I could probably sit here and we could together rattle off a number of stories that are in Wyoming's news, from maybe the Amy Roe Bechtel case
to
others that you've more or less referred to in your stories. Mm-hmm. It must be kind of interesting and to get to tell those stories in a different way.
What it comes down to kind of is that sometimes when an issue is fictionalized so that readers can identify with the players on both sides of that issue, they can understand it better. And if it's told in a page-turning way, then it's compelling. When you put the book down, you hope that the reader says, boy, that kept me up all night, but I never thought about this certain thing this way before. And if that happens, then I think they're a success.
Do you get to the point, and maybe you're there already, that you're tired of Joe Pickett?
No, I'm not. I really enjoy writing the character. I'm working on the next book right now. And because he changes and his family changes and the age a year and circumstances change, it keeps it kind of fresh. At the end of this book, without giving anything away, he does have a real dilemma on what comes next. And that kind of thing keeps the series interesting to me.
The other thing I would just like you to address before we let you go is, you hang out with a lot of Wyoming writers, and there are people who have been very successful like yourself, and then there are others who are looking to turn the corner. What have you learned that you could share with other people?
Oh, wow. I guess one thing I've learned, kind of been surprised by actually, is that the New York publishers who publish these books have always encouraged me to kind of stay Western, stay local, mm-hmm. Be honest to the place and the character, and not try to write for them or another audience. And I think there's so many great stories and characters and issues in Wyoming and in the West that if portrayed honestly, they attract an audience.
The author is C.J. Box. The book is called Breaking Point. It's the latest Joe Pickett novel. It's out now. C.J., always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.